Design isn't just about making things look pretty. It's about communicating truth and creating meaningful connections. When Debbie Millman launched her podcast Design Matters in 2005, she couldn't have imagined it would evolve from a modest vanity project into a cultural touchstone with over 40 million downloads, featuring conversations with everyone from legendary graphic designer Milton Glaser to former First Lady Michelle Obama. What makes these conversations special isn't just the impressive guest list, but Millman's rare ability to ask unexpected questions that bypass rehearsed responses and tap into genuine vulnerability. The result is what her wife Roxane Gay describes as a gloriously interesting and ongoing conversation about what it means to live well, overcome trauma, face rejection, learn to love and be loved, and thrive both personally and professionally. At its core, design is about seeing beyond the surface, recognizing patterns, solving problems, and creating experiences that resonate on a deeply human level. Whether through visual communication, storytelling, or creating spaces for connection, design shapes how we understand ourselves and our world. The most powerful design doesn't just catch our attention, it changes how we think and feel. Every creative choice carries moral weight. Milton Glaser, creator of the iconic I Love New York logo, developed his 12 steps on the designer's road to hell to illustrate how designers compromise ethics, from making packages appear larger than they are to promoting harmful products. Rather than pretending these choices don't exist, Glaser advocated for acknowledging them and drawing personal boundaries. His approach wasn't about purity, but responsibility. Designers can work within commercial realities while maintaining integrity through careful client selection and truthful communication. Cartoonist Alison Bechdel used comics as an anti-elitist medium to document LGBTQ experiences, creating the Bechdel test to challenge female representation in film. Cindy Gallup's Make Love Not Porn platform counters pornography's role as default sex education by showing authentic intimacy, guided by her motto, "You will never live the life that you really want to live if you care what other people think." Creative work can either divide or unite. Anand Giridharada's critiques elite philanthropy's avoidance of systemic change, while celebrating citizens awakening to citizenship. Cuban refugee and visual artist Edel Rodriguez approaches political art with intensity, his Der Spiegel cover of Trump beheading the Statue of Liberty embodying his belief that you don't appease fascists. Seth Godin turned 900 rejection letters into success by separating his ideas from his identity and viewing rejection as data. His daily blog demonstrates the power of taking consistent public risks despite fear. Anne Lamott found that sobriety at 32 enhanced her creativity. She champions wasting time as a radical act and embraces shitty first drafts to bypass perfectionism. Photographer Alburn Watson transformed his right eye's blindness into an advantage, developing unique compositional techniques. He emphasizes communication over technical skills, using preparation to capture revealing moments with subjects from Steve Jobs to Kate Moss. Artist Marilyn Minter channeled her traumatic childhood with addicted parents into provocative art exploring sexuality and beauty standards. Despite harsh criticism, she persisted until achieving worldwide recognition. If you live a brave life, the only guarantee is you're going to get your ass handed to you. Brené Brown's research shows how we hide vulnerability while seeking it in others. This fear of being unlovable drives behaviors from perfectionism to withdrawal, yet genuine connection requires authenticity. Esther Perel notes how partnerships evolved from economic arrangements to complex emotional contracts. We now expect partners to be everything: intellectual companion, emotional support, lover, and soulmate. This impossible standard often leads to failure, with infidelity stemming from a search for aliveness and freedom. Tim Ferriss's fear-setting exercise manages vulnerability through three columns: define, listing negative outcomes, prevent, risk reduction strategies, and repair, recovery steps, transforming vague anxieties into manageable challenges. Carmen Maria Machado, a ruthless pragmatist who wants to believe in magic, explores gender and sexuality through short stories. Her work resonated during the Trump era and Me Too movement, treating stories as laboratories for experimentation. Chanel Miller, initially known as Emily Doe, transformed from anonymous assault victim to powerful advocate when her victim impact statement reached 11 million readers. Through Know My Name, she reclaimed her narrative while media focused on her assailant's swimming career. Cheryl Strayed's Pacific Coast Trail journey, chronicled in Wild, offered genuine solitude for reflection. Her relationship with her backpack, Monster, represented life's burdens, teaching her how challenges build resilience and become meaningful stories. Gabrielle Hamilton's path to founding Prune Restaurant was shaped by formative hospitality moments, from a Greek farmer's bread to French family shelter. When COVID-19 closed Prune after 20 years, she became an advocate for industry reform and fair working conditions. Artist Linda Berry addresses perfectionism by likening it to avoiding cycling unless you can match Lance Armstrong. She views drawing as bidirectional, flowing between mind and page. Her mentor's insight that liking her own art was none of your business freed her from self-judgment. Michael Bierut, designer for Harley-Davidson and New York Jets, works pragmatically within constraints rather than pursuing originality at all costs. Metropolitan Opera composer Nico Mulli uses his classical training as a foundation while transcending genre boundaries. Alain de Botton analyzes relationships through philosophical and emotional lenses, arguing we fall in love to escape ourselves by projecting idealized perfection onto others. Filmmaker Mike Mills transitioned from graphic design to film by drawing from personal experiences and exploring subjects that genuinely confused him. Artist Oliver Jeffers found that quick sketches resonated more than polished work. His Belfast upbringing and scientific influences shaped his artistic perspective on duality, evident in works like Here We Are and The Fate of Fausto. Design at its most powerful creates authentic human connections. Musician Aaron McCone sees singing as the most intimate performance, completely metaphorical and physical, connecting to the very essence of wanting to be heard. Her philosophy embraces abundance. You will write so many songs that you can't count. Artist Amy Sherald developed her grayscale approach to black skin with intent. I wanted to make these images and paintings of black people that were just that, paintings of black people. When questioned about exclusively painting people of color, she notes the bias. White people don't sit around thinking, I'm only going to paint white people. As Def Jam Recording's founding creative director, Say Adams shaped hip-hop's visual identity from his graffiti roots, prioritizing craft over fame. The job of a designer is to execute the vision of the product or person you are working for. Malcolm Gladwell explains we struggle to detect lies because evolution favored trust. It's enormously rewarding and statistically sound, as the number of liars and sociopaths in the world is quite small. In a world of screens and algorithms, design that fosters genuine human connection becomes essential. Perhaps design's purpose isn't just problem solving, but helping us feel less alone.